Lord, thank you that we can come together today. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, your Holy Spirit with us. Lord, we ask you that, Lord, as we go into your word, that we may come in contact with your reality, with your power, with your anointing, that we may be able to, Lord, feel it, sense it, and receive the things that you have in your word. Help us, Lord, to connect with you and to appropriate all the things you have done for us. And we praise you and thank you in advance, Lord, for the thing you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You know, I was last week, something happened. And isn't finished. It started to happen. And the Lord impressed to me that I had to go back to some of the things because I just went in then, but not enough, deep enough to actually, for people actually to grasp what the Lord wants us to understand. There are some things that we need to connect with by experience with the Lord, not just mental knowledge of the scriptures, but actually, you know, see God at work in us to be able to be impacted by his word, to see how he works in us, to understand how he functions, how he operates, you know. So Psalm 103 says that the children of God, you know, saw God at work, you know, saw his works. But Moses knew how he did it. He knew his way. He knew the way God worked. And that is the difference. But, you know, to know his ways doesn't have just happen like that. It happens when we actually experience what the word says and the result that we should have in connecting and being able to receive from it. See, it's more than just theory, it's more than just theology. Although, you know, the theory and the theology is important because if you believe the wrong thing, you are off, you get off a tangent and you don't get anywhere. So you need to have really a good basis, which we have in the Word. But that is not enough. We have to see the Word working in us and producing the things that he said it should work. Okay? And so this is, you know, is something that is dependent on us, is not on him, because he's more than willing to work in our life. But are we actually connecting with him, having that relationship with him that is beyond just our thinking, that is in which he can start communicating with us? You know, the ability to see and to hear from him comes from the position of our heart. And that's what Jesus said, you know. They do not see, they cannot hear, because why? Because their heart is not close to me. They're not close to him. But for the heart to be close to him, you know, it's not just something that happened in one time because we took a step and we just have an experience. We need to have that experience of relationship and impact and change all along to continue after the initial thing. Otherwise, that becomes only an emotional response that we had as the Holy Spirit was working on us, but it doesn't stay. And then we start figuring out stuff just in our mind to try to get things to align ourselves with it in our strength, not in his strength. See, and the thing that, you know, the thing that he's talking about, the holiness staircase, I really think is an important concept that we have to actually not just, you know, hear about it, we have to actually experience it. You know, and that, you know, that's why, you know, obedience is not just a question of, obedience is the basis for it. Hearing and obeying makes the difference. Unless you do that, you are not going to experience anything else. And we are going to see that there are so many things, you know, and I want to get more. One of the things that I often get asked for is about things about prayer. We have to understand the, you know, some aspect of prayer and what to expect from it and what to expect and how to deal with some outcome that we have. And so I'm going to go back to some of the things in James chapter 5 today. Because there is much more than what actually one can read through quickly. We have to understand the implication because, you know, just that, those scriptures are not enough. We have to take the other scripture to fill in the gaps that are there. Because, you know, no matter where you go, you know, the scripture, and you take some scripture, it doesn't cover everything. There are other things backing up those ideas that make it us understand them. And so I'm going to try to do that. Okay. The thing is, you know, people think that what we do physically is really important. But really the most important thing is what we happens to us on a spiritual level. Because if, you know, you can jump around, you can do all the things, you can get all excited, you can scream and yell and dance, and after you get out of the place, you're just the same as you were before. Okay. This is not what moves spiritually. That may be a manifestation, and often it's just a question of a reaction. What counts is actually what says in John chapter 4, 23 and 24, that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When we understand, you know, and this is not something that you can understand by reading the scripture. It's something you understand actually by experiencing and know what that means. Because it's not talking about something physical at all. You can do nothing physically. You just be there sitting and doing or lying down in your bed in the morning. And your heart and your spirit is going like crazy. And connecting with him. And the power of God, the transformation power of God is working in you when there is no any physical evidence of what's going on. The thing is, you are not the same after. And that doesn't have to happen just sometime. This has to happen regularly with us if we want to grow. This is why I talk about the staircase. You have to, if you don't keep going up, you're going to end up going down. And we have to understand that. We understand what is determining which direction we go. And you know, there is only one thing that determines the direction we go. Is when we are obedient to his word, what he's telling us, not just, you know, you go around reading all the stuff. You know, Holy Spirit is going to tell you exactly what you need to do, and you have to do it if you want to get blessed. Now, if you, sometimes people, you know, just work up stuff in their mind, and what's going to happen is that actually, they're not going to get anything good, and the reason is because they were making it up. So you're going to know when you make it up. And that is where you're going to learn. When you actually, the thing is happening, or where you are just making it up. All right? And so this is why it's so important. You know, we want to, you know, we need to keep going up. This is what God wants from us. Okay, and that going up is going to produce us, you know, a change. And that change is the transformation, is becoming more like him. And that means, you know, more separated. You know, Jesus said, I separate myself from the world so that, you know, to show them how to separate themselves. And this is what's going to happen. That's the result that is going to happen with us too. We are going to be more and more separated. That means holy. Holy is not just something religious. Holy is actually, we are different. We don't work anymore the way the world works. Praise the Lord. See, and that makes our heart love God more, want to be close to Him, actually be closer to Him so that we can hear and connect, and we are going to make fewer mistakes because we are not fooling ourselves. Hallelujah. The question is, you know, how much are you being changing in the last little while? See, one of the things we had to always consider is what's happening now. What has been happening recently? Is it moving in the right direction or is not? Am I getting closer to God or not? Am I responding to what He tells me to do and obeying Him, or I'm just trying to wait for Him to do something? See, He's not waiting for Him. We don't need to wait so much. We need to wake up. We need to listen. And you listen when you put your ears for listening. I mean, when you are inclined to listen. If you are not, you know, if I talk to you and you are there thinking about something else, and you are occupied with what you want to think about yourself, you don't even hear what I'm saying to you. Well, I can be loud enough and I have a microphone here and everything else, and you can be there just thinking about what you're going to eat for lunch. And then, you know, you don't get what I said, you can't expect to do anything. So there is two components there. One is hearing. That means, you know, you put your attention to that. You are really focusing on it. You are really, you know, putting that aspect, give value what's going on inside yourself because God is speaking there. You know, God speaks to everybody. But is everybody hearing? No way. Some are too caught up about developing their own thing. Okay. And that, unfortunately, doesn't help them to connect with God and to be able to receive from Him. I don't know if I'm going to use my notes, but, you know, this is what the Lord was telling me to say anyway. Okay. The idea is that we have to understand, okay, that to grow in holiness means, you know, that there is increasing separation from the world and a closer relationship with God. When you are closer to God, then you cannot be closest to the world. Okay, John was talking about this is the love of God. You know, that's the love of the world is not of the Father. Praise the Lord. So, and the thing is, when we have some breakthrough, and we had some breakthroughs, yeah, last week, yeah. Okay, but it was nothing for what respect what God wants. Okay, but if we have breakthroughs, what we have to understand, that's the moment in which we have to actually use, respond, obey, because generally it doesn't stop there. You know, you got blessed, now you have to receive the blessing and keep the momentum. Not lose it. See, the momentum is what keeps you going. You don't just, I got blessed. Yes, that's it. I've done it. No, that's the beginning. God keeps working on you because that's the way, until you go up there, He's going to keep working on you. You never arrived because there is so much more to get. Praise the Lord. So, there is momentum, you see that you are changing. When you see that you are changing, it's an indication that you are going in the right direction. Keep going on. Don't get distracted. Praise the Lord. You know, the fact that you get blessed doesn't mean you are perfect. It means, you know, that He's doing something and He's changing you. Hallelujah. See? If there is no moment, that shows that you are stuck. There is something entering you to make the connection. Because rubbing shoulder with God produces changes. Hallelujah. See, Jesus wants you to grow spiritually. This is all about Revelation 3, 20 and 21. Okay, he's there knocking at the door of your heart. Okay, if anyone hears my voice and open the door. You see, there is a, so that means, you know, you are listening. And sometimes, you know, the knocking can happen in ways that you really don't think is a knocking. And we are going to see that just be later on. You know, maybe you think, you know, this is a trouble. This is a problem. Well, if there is no way to get your attention, that's what we end up going to be. Okay. Anyway, let me continue here. Okay. I will come, you see, if you open the door, I will come to him and dine with him and he with me. That means, you know, it's going to be a result. I mean, he's there not just to have some time together. He's there to make things happen. To, you see, opening the door means you're letting him in on those areas that need to be addressed. Okay. But you have to say yes. Okay. And let go of the position you had up to that moment, because otherwise nothing happens. If you want to keep the same way, you cannot get different results. So you can expect that when God comes into the picture, there's going to be some changes. People don't like to change. Okay. Well, if you don't change, you die. Both physically and spiritually, because life is change. So you have to let go of your position, okay? And that means, you know, letting go of your position practically, the Bible calls it repentance. I'm recognizing that something that you do now, you have to let go and do something else. And this is what God is going to show you if you want to grow. Hallelujah. And he says, you know, the following verse is important to understand that you have a part in that. Says, and to him who overcomes. See, doesn't say he's going to do it. I says, you had to overcome. It's your position that you had to take. He's going to give you the information, give you the direction, give you the thing, but giving you the anointing, the power to do it. But you had to take the action. If you don't do anything, nothing is going to happen. I mean, God can be there, you know, with great power to do supernatural miracle, and anything that God does is supernatural. It doesn't need to be a show-off. It's just supernatural because you cannot do it. Okay. So the idea, you know, that here is that you have to take the step, okay? To him who overcome, then when you overcome, that means, you know, you respond, you receive, and then I will grant you to sit with me on my throne. So the idea is that, you know, when we overcome, he's going to empower us to just manifest his power in our life. It's not our power, it's his power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, in the throne. And also, I also overcame and sat down at my father on his throne. See, he didn't overcome by doing strange things. He overcome by just submitting himself to the will of the Father, by accepting what God had planned. But by that acceptance and that submission is where the power is. Jesus didn't come and come against the Roman Empire to overcome. He didn't come and fight all the soldiers there they were trying to crucify. He didn't come and try to fight the Pharisees. Did he? Absolutely the opposite. But that's not what people say today. He didn't fight all the demons that were trying to take him down. The Father did it. If he did that, what should we do? Well, what the Bible says very clearly in James chapter 4, not the chapter that we are going to take so much, you know, it says very clearly, James 4, 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It doesn't say, you know, go there and fight and put up a big fast. No, just submit to God. If you are not submitted to God, you cannot even resist the devil. That means you have to do, you know, to submit yourself to God and let him do it. And follow his direction. That often has nothing to do with the things that, you know, as something that he directs you to do that is addressing some issues that are going to set you free and going to enable you to do the things that you're called to do. Praise the Lord. See, doesn't say, you know, cast the devil out and he is going to flee from you. Does it? No. He says, submit to God. And then resist the devil. Says, that means you don't listen to him. That means you don't believe what he's telling you. You don't believe what he's doing. You believe only that God's power is bigger and he's going to give you the victory. Because you cannot win the devil, but the devil is defeated and God knows how to do that. You don't. You know, you can try and you see that it works. If you are not submitted to God, you are wasting your time. That means submitted to God, you listen what he says and you do what he tells you to do. What is written in the word generally is going to be much more specific because what he's going to do is actually telling you stuff that give power to the enemy inside you that you have to deal with. Are you listening to me? You know, not many have the courage to say the things I'm saying today. But that is what the word of God says. Now, okay, praise the Lord. That going back to the position from all the things that we start, okay, is we have to be sensitive, we have to be aware of what's going on inside ourselves, because we are the one that God is going to work on. What is God doing? What are we doing? And where are we going? Where are we going at all? Okay. Don't stay in autopilot. Just go around thinking that, you know, you have to know exactly what are you doing. You are doing, and you know the way God feels about it. And you know what he's doing at the same time. Try to direct you. He's knocking. Are you hearing the knocking in the areas that you have put the wall in, you know, close the door, and you just stay there comfortable because that's what you know to do? Well, sometimes what we know to do is the wrong thing because that's why we are there where we are. You know, we don't need to be self-confident. That's the place to be defeated. We have to be God-confident. That means depend, submit ourselves to him and trust him that he's going to guide us where to give us the victory because he has all the power. Because he's God, we are not. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even Jesus did that. If Jesus did that, shouldn't we do it? Just read John chapter 5. I mean, you know, I can do nothing. I only do what I see my Father doing. I mean, that doesn't sound a very confident person, does he? Absolutely, he was more than confident because he was God confident. He dependent on God's power to see things happening, and things were happening all the time. This is not psychology. It's the opposite. Praise the Lord. You see, is Jesus speaking to your heart? You know, the things that you decide, and that's the point, you have to decide about things. The things that you decide determines if you are stuck or if you are going to be overcome. And you have to know the things that you have to decide about. And God is going to show you if you give him a chance. If you are listening, if you submit yourself to him, he will show you because he is faithful and he does exactly what he says he will do. Don't go by the physical circumstances. God is bigger than all the circumstances you may have. Praise the Lord. See, at the end of Revelation chapter 3, 22, it says, he who has ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I mean, this is what God is speaking. That is not just one, it's to the churches, to everybody. If you are part of a church, if you are connected with God in any way, God is speaking to you today. Say, well, I don't have any problem. That's good. So there is much less to work against, and you can even get farther, faster, if you just give him a chance and listen. Sometimes, because we don't have any problem, we are pretty good where we are. We are comfortable, and so I'm going to do nothing. And by doing nothing, we get stuck. Because if you cannot have life going through you. You cannot have, God doesn't stop. He keeps working and wants you to keep working too because you haven't arrived. See, people, they think, I already got it. They're completely in the self-deception. That's the problem. I mean, you get the victory, you have something. I got it now. You got blessed. The only thing, don't feel confident because you got blessed. Get grateful. Get grateful because you get blessed and says, thank you, Lord. Tell me more because this is good. I want to be more blessed. And God doesn't mind that you want to be blessed because he wants to bless you, but you have to follow him direction, you have to care for him more than the blessings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, Jesus, the ability for you to, see if you are going to be overcoming or not depends on your openness, hearing what Jesus is telling you, is knocking you in the particular area, in the particular door of your heart that need to be dealt with. That's critical, okay? And if you are closed, you are not going to feel and you are going to not hear nothing. May feel just a manifestation is maybe just something else. Instead of being open, you are going to be complaining. Because it just doesn't feel good. But, complaining doesn't resolve anything. Complaining doesn't get any help from God. You have to be open and listening because he's using some time what's happening to wake you up. Okay? No. Jesus knocking at your heart. Hear him. Respond by being open to what he's saying, to just the direction he takes, okay, and the change he wants to do. And be willing to change. That's what produces progress. That's what produces momentum. Okay? So generally what happens is that when we seek God is because we need to have some need. I mean, there are other things. Prayer, whenever we pray, we connect with God. If we pray in spirit and in truth. If you don't pray in spirit and truth, what you're doing is just a religious activity. It has nothing to do with God, and God is not going to do anything. You are wasting your time because you not only are doing something that doesn't help you, but you are thinking that because you are doing something that you are going to do something, you are doing something good, that you feel good about it. And that's a deception because that doesn't get you anywhere. Praise the Lord. See, the word says that we should pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Okay. What does it mean? It means that we are always, it's not that they're just begging God. And, you know, there is different type of prayer. Okay? There is prayer and prayer. We're connecting, anytime that you connect with God is that without ceasing part. We have to be always, without ceasing, connected with God. And that doesn't mean that we are there with our list of things we want and telling you all these things and bugging him about this stuff. Not at all. You know, most of the time you shouldn't even come up with the list at all. And if you are listening enough, you don't have much of a list. Praise the Lord. Okay. Prayer is just communion, communication with God. You know, when you talk to somebody, you know, number one, you must have a reason or a purpose. According to the different reason or purposes, you're going to have a different type of interaction. Okay? Not only that, but, you know, even when you talk about the same thing, you know, you can have different attitude, different position for yourself. Okay? And so your position is important. The stand you are going, you know, well, for example, you know, so for prayer, okay, you can be a prayer asking for some need that we met. You can have prayer at thanksgiving for the things he has done. You can say, you know, you can be a prayer praising him for how he is and how great it is and how wonderful it's been to you and everything else. Okay, or there could be a prayer that's just repentance. It's just as powerful, probably is the most powerful of them all, because without that, sometimes you get nowhere. It's not the one probably you prefer, but the point is, this is really where you get things moving, because it's really against your flesh. Praise the Lord. Are you following me? So the attitude is also important. I mean, you can be talking to somebody and you are upset with them. Well, it makes a difference. You know, you say the same thing if you are upset or if you like them. It's a completely different communication and interaction. Wouldn't you say that? Okay, well, you're dealing with God, it's exactly the same thing. I mean, you can talk, for example, for you to help you, and you can have with an attitude of, you know, I never do anything, you know, I'm upset, you know, I'm even mad at God. That is not going to get anywhere. If you read one of the Psalms, you know, it's ticked off by that kind of stuff. Okay, or you can go there and say, oh no, I never get anywhere, you don't care about me. Well, that doesn't, you know, even in the physical, you talk to somebody, if you want to convince to help you, you better go the right way. Wouldn't you say? Well, with God it's exactly the same, because he has established the way to approach him, to be able to get him to do the things that are pleasing to him. What is that way? Faith. What is faith? It's not wanting I'm going to get this. No, it's trusting him, trusting his judgment, trusting the way he judges you, and what is happening now is in control. And so you go to him and says, Lord, you know, you help me. I need help. And he cares about you, and he's going to help you. And you can count on that. Hallelujah. See, this is what pleases God. Okay. If you don't pray in spirit and in truth, you cannot pray properly. You cannot be in faith. I mean, faith is not something physical. It's not because you feel all worked up. You know, if you are all worked up, possibly it's more flesh than anything else. Okay. No. What, you know, let me make a distinction. You know, really, concerning that, concerning prayer, when you ask something, you can be, not just that, in general. Okay, in faith, okay, when you're in spirit and in truth, that means, you know, you are really believing that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You go there, and you seek him diligently, and you expect something to happen. Okay, we're going to see more about that later. Or you can pray going through the motion. And Jesus called that hypocrisy. I mean, you are acting out the things that religiously you should be doing, but you don't believe anything. If there is nothing inside your heart and nothing in the spiritual dimension, you are not in the spirit and truth. You are just in the flesh doing something. Well, that gets nowhere with God. Because he sees before that, before even you start, you know, because your attitude is critical. Are you following what I'm saying? See, you should be able to, you know, when you talk about spiritual thing, things can get pretty confusing. But if you talk about your attitude, it's something that you should know, because that's what the position you are in. And when your attitude, you're making just a show, if you're just going through the motion, you know that it's going to get nowhere. Don't waste your time. Something has to happen at that level. You have to decide, and you can change your attitude according to your will. So I can do it. I'm upset now. Well, no, you can be upset, but you can stop being upset when you decide to stop. You know, you can see that happening very clearly. For example, if you are really upset and all nervous or whatever, you know, and suddenly your phone rings and you pick up the phone and talking, and it's somebody that you haven't seen and you wanted to see for a long time, and say, "Oh, hello, I'm glad to see you." You know, and you're not upset anymore. What's the matter? You know, before there was, you know, if I come and try to convince you not to be upset and not to be mad with yourself, with God, or somebody else, you just put up resistance. But when something happened, it triggers you, bing, you just follow into that. So don't tell me that you cannot change your attitude when it's the wrong attitude to have in that particular situation. And if you want to have the right attitude when you come in prayer, you better learn to look at yourself and say, am I in the right frame of mind to go before God? This is what God wants from me. See, I want to go through all this detail, because if you don't understand these things practically, you are stuck. You get stuck. I want you to get unstuck. Because God is faithful. And we have to understand, you know, that, and actually believe it and live it. Okay? Praise the Lord. So, the position there is really, how do you connect with God? Hebrews 11:6. Okay. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So faith means, you know, faith is not just, I want something, I believe it, and I'm going to get it. No, that's not faith. Faith is trusting God. It says it there, if you have, it's impossible to please God. So you can want something as much as you want, doesn't make any difference. That's not faith. Faith is believing that he is. You believe that God, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's what it says there. So if you believe that he is, and he's a rewarder, and you go after him, you diligently seek him, then you are in faith. Are you with me? See, otherwise, what is taught about that stuff, you know, there is more junk taught on faith than anything else. Because it's not Christianity, it's witchcraft. Anyway, let me continue here. So, you know, when you have a need, you have to go to God, believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and God is pleased, says right there, so you can expect a response. God is faithful. So if he says that he is going to do that, he's going to do that. And if you're not getting it, it's because you are not going to meet in the condition. As simple as that. for any reason. You know, you have the wrong attitude, you have the wrong idea, or the wrong position, or you don't understand the principle there, and you try to do something else that doesn't fit what God wants. Okay? So, the prayer of faith is simply that you ask God help, trusting in Him, not in yourself. You are not going to do it. You cannot heal yourself. You cannot fix yourself. You cannot change yourself spiritually, because spiritual activity is coming out from spiritual action in your side. That means what he's saying there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know, to get deep enough into these things takes time. And I don't want to rush. I don't want to do too quickly, because if you don't really get it, you are not going to get it. Make sense? Okay. So I want you to get it, so that actually, after, you don't have any problem, because you know what to do. And I'm not telling you anything that is not right there in the scriptures. It's not my idea, not my theory. Now, I not only saw it a long time ago, but I have lived by it. Praise the Lord. So you ask God. This is one of the things that when we need, are in need, when we are in need, we should ask God. Because evidently, that's where we are, because of the way we are. And we have to change the way we are to be able to get somewhere else. And to change the way we are, he has to show us where we have to go and the way we have to change, because he's the one empowering us to be changed. That's his job. Praise the Lord. I want everybody to understand that. See, I had to stop now, but I'm going to make a little introduction for next week. Okay. Okay. If we approach God for a need, okay, what should we expect? Okay. And what we need to understand, that the way, what determines the way God is going to respond is only one thing. Okay. Is that has to be according to the rules or the principle of the new covenant. The new covenant is the contract according to which God responds to us. So if it's not according to the principle of the new covenant, we can be praying, trying to do everything, and that we don't get anywhere, because we don't even make a connection. Because God is going to judge everything according to the new covenant. And what we usually are trusting God is that we judge God's judgment. We trust in God's judgment. Because he knows and he's in control. He's the one that says yes or no. He's the one that says you can get it or you cannot get it. He's in one. That's why God is God. He's sovereign, because he's God. It's not what you do. It's what are you following his approach that is helping you. You see, he's created the way. We ourselves cannot do it. Otherwise, we didn't need Jesus. We need Jesus to create this, to establish this new covenant that is much better than the old covenant that wasn't really working anyway. Because it was working only on the basis of what was going to come after Jesus' coming. Okay, so we had to go according to the principle that we had to go, according to the contract we have with God that Jesus established. And so we had to be in connection with Jesus, and we have to be in the place that we are going to be able to get the answer, because he's obliged to do it. Because he keeps his promises, because he cannot do anything else, because he is faithful by nature. And he created the way himself. That is invention, not yours. Now, that gets interesting. Okay? Because now we are talking about praying, not in the physical, but in the spiritual, according to God's rules, according to his judgments, to be able to get anywhere. Not according to what you think or what you believe. It's not according to anything that has to do with you. It's not according to your theology. It's not according to what you believe. It's not according to anything. It's that you, when you meet the conditions, God works all the time, 100%. Because he cannot do anything else because he is consistent with himself. Faith is the, you know, is the what, you know, trusting in him. You trust in his covenant. You trust, you know, so and it is going to start. But then, you know, that means also you trust in what he tells you to do. Right? And with that, I think we talked 2 pages. There were 6 pages of work. Yesterday I worked really hard. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you see the impact of some of the things I'm talking about in terms of the way you approach God, in the way you are going to, you know, in the way what's going to give us you the confidence? There is going to be so much. And this, I am finished. You know, the 6 pages was just the beginning. There is much more. And there are another few pages that I didn't finalize. But, you know, unless you go into the detail, unless you connect all the scriptures, you know, and you do just on a piecemeal, just look at one thing without, you know, considering another, it's not going to work because the whole thing, God, you know, looks at the whole thing at the same time. And he's teaching us to do exactly what I'm telling you to do. So let's close in prayer for today. And we're going to, you see, this is going to help you to get your prayer answered 100% of the time. May not be the way you want it, but you're going to get 100% and you're going to know that you got the answer. Because he always does bless you. And you know that it's a blessing and it's going to be evident it's a blessing. Even if it's not what you ask for. Amen. Can you say amen or ouch? Okay, good. Praise the Lord. So let's close in prayer. Father, thank you. That you are a good Father. That we may understand and trust you and allow you to do the work that you want to do, to keep blessing us more and more as we grow closer to you and love you more and more. And we are obedient to you. Thank you for what you have done in enabling us to get closer to you and to be transformed, sanctified, regenerated to the time, to the place that we are going to be complete when Jesus comes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.